This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bill Johnson. He's the Republican nominee for the U.S. House of Representatives in Ohio's 6th Congressional District, challenging incumbent Democrat Charlie Wilson. And Bill, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Greg. It's a pleasure being here.
We've been talking to a lot of different candidates around the country, and the first question we always want to know is, given all that's going on, what was the one thing, if there was one thing, the main reason you got into this race?
The main reason I got into the race, quite honestly, Greg, is our nation is, our federal government is creating a debt we can't fund. We're creating an economy that's not competitive on a global scale. Certainly here in the 6th District, we have staggering unemployment. It's doubled since Mr. Wilson came into office. I've got the leadership and the requisite skills to make a difference. I've served my country faithfully as a former, as a veteran. It's time for people to stand up and answer the call, and I want to do that.
What are your ideas for improving the economy specifically in your district?
Well, you know, as a congressional representative, the main thing that I can do for my particular district is to stop the out-of-control spending, get taxes under control, reduce taxes, and take the burden off of businesses so that they can do what businesses do best, which is create opportunities and grow.
Charlie Wilson, what is his record to the point where you believe he needs to be fired?
Well, Charlie Wilson tries to classify himself as a fiscal conservative, but his voting record doesn't bear that out. Virtually every time that Nancy Pelosi has asked him for his vote for her job-killing policies, he's been there to give it to her, from TARP to stimulus, to a $1.5 trillion budget deficit, to a $2 trillion increase to the debt ceiling, and ultimately the straw that broke the camel's back to Obamacare. And not to mention that that he cast the deciding vote, essentially, to adjourn the Congress without addressing the issue of the Bush tax cuts and letting them expire, which is going to result in one of the highest tax increases in America, in American history, at a time when it will be devastating to the people of the 6th District.
We're talking with congressional candidate Bill Johnson. And Mr. Johnson, describe your district a little bit. Obviously, Ohio has been one of those Rust Belt states that has been hit especially hard during this economic downturn. Describe your district and what you think will be the keys to getting that area revitalized again, provided that Congress provides the right conditions.
You bet. Well, you know, the district is an extremely long district, Greg. It takes roughly 6.5 hours to drive it from stem to stern. It's over roughly 350 miles long, all along the Ohio River. And you know something? This district is comprised of some of the hardest working, family committed Americans that you will meet anywhere. They know how to work hard. They know how to manufacture. They know how to build things. And there is a wealth of resources here. I've talked to a number of businesses all along the district that are ready to grow, ready to provide opportunities and jobs, but they are so fearful of what this administration and this Congress is doing in regard to taxes. They're afraid to make a move, and they're waiting to see what happens on November 2nd. I'm convinced if I win this election, that's going to give a strong vote of confidence to the people of my district, and you're going to begin to see businesses stepping out in confidence to create jobs.
Bill, obviously the narratives of the two campaigns are very different, as you alluded to before, and we see a lot of Democrats around the country in their advertisements talking about the instances where they didn't vote with the leadership and what they would do, and they're basically distancing themselves from a lot of the more controversial measures. What's your sense of how engaged and how intense the voters are here and how successful some of these ads in the final stretch are going to be on the other side?
Well, number one, the ads that are being run in opposition to my candidacy, they're not going to be very effective at all, because the only policy or the only legislation that my opponent can take credit for is his no vote on cap and trade. But trust me, the people of the 6th District, who are so vitally dependent upon the coal industry, There would be thousands of jobs lost if the coal industry were to leave Ohio's 6th District. And the people of the 6th District are not naive. They find it very interesting, as do I, that here just weeks before the election, Mr. Wilson wants a pat on the back for his no vote. What we want to know is, where was Mr. Wilson? When did he give his speech on the House floor in opposition to cap and trade? When did he call a press conference and encourage the people of the 6th District to contact their senators in their concern about what cap and trade would do to the district? And can he produce any letters that he wrote to Nancy Pelosi and his Democrat colleagues about his outrage at what it would do to his district? So far, no one has seen that kind of voice from Charlie Wilson, and with a state that is 87% dependent for its energy on the coal industry, you would have thought that he would have stood up a little stronger.
We talked a little bit about the energy issue, certainly about the economy. What other issues out there, Mr. Johnson, do you think will end up being critical factors in this race?
Well, I think a straw that broke the camel's back, certainly for Mr. Wilson, is his vote for Obamacare. That's going to bring over $500 million, in additional taxes on small businesses at a time when small businesses cannot afford that kind of tax burden. It's going to result in current plans being terminated. We've already seen that in other states. We already know that the health care bill provided for federal funding of abortion. That's very, very clear. That's why I got the endorsement of the National Right to Life organization. So the people of the 6th District are very, very concerned about Mr. Wilson's 98%+ voting record along the liberal lines of Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Mr. Johnson, we'll be following this race among many others. There's a lot of competitive races to follow in the next few weeks here. Thank you very much for your time today, and stay safe on the campaign trail.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg.
Absolutely. Bill Johnson, Republican nominee for Congress in Ohio's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.